Events celebrating LGBT pride in Syracuse this week are being overshadowed by the shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando on Sunday morning. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, a candlelight vigil for the victims was held at Syracuse City Hall last night.
We shall overcome.
Carol Burcham was one of hundreds of people who attended the vigil, where the message that was repeated again and again was that love overcomes hate.
I live in this community. I'm part of the gay lesbian community, and I had to deal with my own emotions. So it went from anger to fear, and I won't let fear dictate my life.
Earlier in the day at a rainbow flag raising ceremony at City Hall, Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner's chief of staff, Bill Ryan, said the administration stands with the gay community.
What happened in Orlando comes at a unique intersection of time. In June, we observe both Pride Month and Gun Violence Awareness Month. Tragically, these will be inextricably linked forevermore.
Jamie Martin of CNY Pride encouraged people to attend its annual event at Syracuse's Inner Harbor this Saturday, but warned the gay community to be cautious.
There's worries. We do plan on having a meeting with the city this week to go over issues on that. We just want people to be safe and come out and celebrate.
While there are no specific threats for the region, Syracuse Police Chief Frank Fowler says law enforcement is leery of a copycat of the Orlando shooting.
If it requires an additional police presence, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Fowler says everyone should keep a watchful eye out, and if you see something, say something. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.